Don't smile at me. So how's everybody doing this morning? Good? Even if you're not, let's get comfy cozy with Jesus today.
Amen.
Let's let him surround us with his presence. In a presence so thick that it covers your heart and brings forth whatever it is that you need to let go. Even if you don't need to let go of something, just allow him to enter your heart today, to move it into a place where you can feel his presence so strongly. Amen?
Amen. Come on, church, let's stand together as we get ready to worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Some of you may say, well, I don't see him working in my life. I can't feel him working in my life. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. He's working. Now, he will eventually let you see his hand working in your life. But sometimes it's obscure. Sometimes it's hidden. Sometimes it's a mystery. But I just want you to know he's working in every single life that's here today in a significant way. He's not just barely working in your life. He's working in your life in such a way that you're being transformed and changed into the likeness of God, into Jesus Christ. You're being conformed to the image of Jesus because he loves you. It's a work of love. He's working in your heart deep today. I feel somebody needs to know that because someone feels maybe like, oh man, I hear all this stuff about God working in people's lives and doing things. But I'm here to tell you he's working in your life right now in a significant way, in a way that you're never going to be the same when he's done working. But know that it's a process. Sometimes you don't feel him working, but it's in process. And when he's done, you're going to go, oh, thank you, Lord, for working in my life. Thank you for doing something rich and deep in my heart that only you could do. Only you could do it. No circumstances, no experience. It was you working in my life. And you took everything that was coming at me and everything that seemed to be against me. And you made it for my good. Even when, one more time, guys.
It's even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Praise him till I'm gone.
Version. It says, indeed, I have inscribed a picture of you on the palm of my hands. Your city walls of Zion are continually before me. We are in his hands. Whether we think we are or not, we are always in his hands. His hands protect us. They cover us. They bring us to him, and he holds us to his heart. We are in the Father's hands.
Change the
Well, we're singing about love this morning a lot, aren't we? About Abba, Him working in our lives. Father, we just dedicate this time to You, Lord. Dedicate this time in such a way, Lord, that we would experience and know Your love much greater in our lives, much deeper, Lord, of the reality of who You are, Lord, how You're working in our hearts and our lives. Lord, we just surrender the rest of this service into Your hands. We just ask, Lord, that Your perfect will, Your plan would be fulfilled and Your purpose is done here today. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't you take a few minutes, greet each other, love on each other.
check, check. Good morning, good morning. If you could take your seats, we're going to get started here. I'm going to pray for our city. How many of you guys know that God loves Yakima? If you don't know that, he does. Okay, even if you have to say it again and again to convince yourself. So I'm just going to pray. If you guys can agree with me, Lord, we thank you for our city. We thank you for our valley. God, we pray a blessing, Lord, over what you're doing in this place, God. And I just thank you so much that we get to call this place home. God, that you have a divine destiny for this valley, Lord. You have a divine destiny, Lord, for the churches in this valley, for the schools in this valley, for the businesses in this valley. And I just pray a blessing, Lord, over this place, God. I pray a blessing, Lord, over our leaders, a blessing, Lord, over those, Lord, who make decisions, Lord, in our city, those who sit in any part of seat in office, God, that makes decisions, God, that you would just give them heavenly discernment, God, and heavenly strategy. We thank you so much, Father, for what you're doing, God, and what you're going to do, God. We thank you, Jesus, that you're not done with Yakima. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that even though people have maybe written off Yakima and moved away and had whatever to say about it, God, that you have not written off Yakima, Washington. Lord, that you still have more than enough for our city. Come on. And all God's people said, amen, amen. So today we're going to have waffles. We are going to have waffles made by our beloved Villalobos family. And so after service, don't leave. Eat all the waffles with all the syrup. Galen's making a special drink that I'm so excited about. And even if you have friends right now, text them. Say, get here and come for waffles, okay? Because it's going to be good. I'm serious. You guys think I'm joking. Take your phone out and text a friend and say, come get some waffles. And so we're going to do that after service, and it's going to be great. Spaghetti fundraiser. So how many of you guys know that God is moving mightily in the youth of this generation? Okay, maybe you guys see kids at the mall or at Walmart or whatever, and you think, ooh, you stinky teenagers. I think that too. But I love them. I love them. And Nancy and I want to do a fundraiser for our youth. And so this is just getting it on your radar. This is the last Sunday of March. Right after service, we're going to be serving up spaghetti. And just, again, getting it on your radar, put it in your calendar. The weeks to come, we're going to be selling tickets to it. And all of that money is going to go directly to our youth ministry, to camp this summer, any events we want to do and whatnot. And so just be praying into that. And this is another great event for you to invite your friends to and say, hey, come support some stinky teenagers. Amen. They're not stinky. They smell good. Is that it? Is there any more announcements? Oh, and thank you for giving. Yes. If you like to give, you can give online at onelifefamilyworship.com. Click give, as well as we have our offering boxes here. And there's one out there as you walk out. And that would be so amazing. We are blessed. Before we start today, Billy, I'm going to invite Billy up. Can you guys give it up for Billy? Billy is old school congregant, church on the move days, and Billy's been coming back for the last few weeks, and he shared something in prayer. If you guys don't know, we do prayer downstairs in our prayer room from 10 to 10:20-ish, and everybody's more than welcome to come. It's a powerful time, and Billy's been coming for the last couple of weeks after a bit of a sabbatical from at least this church, but he shared how the Lord has been blessing him in the last couple of weeks since he's been back, and I just thought it'd be great for you guys to hear how God's blessing Billy.
So I don't have a good voice, all right, guys? That's why I don't sing. So my first week back, I was really nervous. This is my third week now. I'll try and hurry. But I was sitting down, and after they were done singing, Eric's like, hey, we're going to prayer. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, he's like, well, you can come. So I was like, all right, all nervous. I got to that door, and a word hit me, and I was like, what? No, I'm being quiet. So I start praying as we're, you know, doing our prayer. And over, I hear the word home. Last week, I came, and I think it was the guy behind me. Sorry, Herman. I'm getting the names. It takes a while. And I was afraid to say something because my word wasn't a word. It was a vision. And I was like, oh, man, he already said it, so I'm going to keep quiet. So my vision was behind the scenes. I'm still trying to figure that one out. Not sure what it means, whether it's supposed to stay behind the scenes or open up. And this week I was down there praying. And sorry, I'm nervous. I'm not used to being up in front of people. I was down there. My thing is about 15 years ago, I had lost trust in not a person, but people. I'm the guy that, if you're broke down, call. I don't care. If you're at a bar and you're afraid of someone, call. If you're drunk, call. You're not driving. It don't matter what the problem is, whether you need help hanging a shelf, call. I don't know exactly what God's doing, but since I started coming back here, I have already gotten, in a good way, more responsibilities at work. I just found out last week that I'm getting got a raise.
Come on.
Because of it. You know, sometimes I've always trusted with God. Now my biggest thing is time to start trusting people again.
Come on.
So I'm coming out from behind the scenes, I guess.
Yeah.
And here I am.
That's so good. Thanks, Trevor. Stay up here, brother. Stay up here. Hold on. I want to do a little training exercise for our body. Okay. Testimonies are so powerful because it's not a testimony until it's spoken. Right? Something happened in Billy's life, but until it's spoken out, right? And what's great about this is that if you can kind of think about it as you guys are all in the splash radius of said testimony, okay? How many of you guys want to raise? Yeah. Okay, no joke. I'm serious. This is how it works. God is looking to bless God's people, all right? So, training exercise. If somebody up here shared a testimony, we should be celebrating just like heaven celebrates. Okay, so Billy, you got a raise, right?
Yeah.
Let's shout like, come on, can we give it up for God? All right? Like, I'm serious. If we see somebody healed, we should be like, thank you, Jesus, right? We see somebody get a raise, we should thank you, Jesus. Restoration into marriage, thank you, Jesus. Amen? Okay, thank you, Billy. Give it up for Billy. Okay, awesome. All right, so I get the wonderful privilege of introducing the Perez's. That's hard to say, Perez's. Gina and Moses, give it up for Gina and Moses. They're going to be sharing our word today. How many of you guys love Gina and Moses? How many of you guys love Gina more than Moses? I'm just kidding.
What?
Man. God bless you all. It's morning. Still morning, right?
Yes. Sorry, guys. I have a Kleenex because I'm a crier, and I already know I'm going to cry because Moses is like, I'm going to do an introduction. I'm like, oh, no. But I did tell him, I'm like, you know, when we talk, do not look at me. I'm like, because I don't want to say something if I don't want to, so don't make me. So.
Yeah. And she's the one talking. No, God is good, amen, and you know what, like Eric said, you know, we have to give praise the Lord, you know, he's moving, that's what we ask for, that's what we want to see, let's praise the Lord, you know, just wanted to share a little bit what happened last night, you know, we all got together for my brother's birthday, so all my brothers and sisters came over, and there's a lot of us, and we were having a good time, you know, and then, my sister came up and asked for a special prayer for her son. And my nephew, he's nonverbal autistic. And he's been going through some issues where he got COVID. But after COVID, something happened where he hits himself. And he has to wear a helmet. And my sister was dealing with a lot, you know? You know, he's 20-some years old, and she's frustrated. So she reached out to the family and says, can you help me pray? And that's what we do as a family, you know? That's where your faith is kicked in, where it's activated, you know? It's great to congregate here at the church, you know, when we fill ourselves up, because we sharpen each other's sword, the word of God says, within the church, to take it out there. And, you know, and we got together, we prayed, and the Spirit of God came down, you know, and moved in Johnny. But I saw something that stirred my heart afterwards. He started singing a worship song. And my sister starts crying, and she says, he hasn't sang that song in a long time. And he sang it in the way he could. And then my brother Joel goes, look at him. He received it. He's giving thanks the way he knows how to give thanks. And it was just a powerful movement, because we're all there, you know, and it's fun when the family gets together, you know, and especially when we worship together. So I saw that in him, and I'm like, so all of us who say we can't sing or we can't do this or that, with God, all things are possible. Amen. We have to remember that we serve a mighty God. And it moved me, and I was like, wow, you know. And some of my brothers and sisters were inspired to speak, give word. Katie even shared, you know, and it was great, you know. It was a good atmosphere. The power of God came down, and it was great to see, you know. So continue to pray for my sister and her family. You know, Jonathan, you know, is I love him. me and Johnny, we connect. It's funny. He makes me laugh. I make him laugh. But my sister's going through it. It touches a little bit on what we're going to go today. You know, I don't know if you have anything else to add on top of that, you know?
Yeah, Moses this morning, he was like, you don't happen to remember what time that we prayed? And I'm like, I got you. Took my phone out. I had taken a picture of Johnny. We were praying for him and stuff. And it was right at 8 o'clock, right? Like 7:50 something. And so, you know, I know that you guys had prayer here last night. But when we were praying for Johnny, it wasn't just like, okay, let's pray for him and it's going to happen right away. You know, we were pressing in and we were just worshiping God first. And it was just really neat to see, you know, just everybody just came in, you know, one accord, and we were praying and, you know, pressing in and pressing in. And we could have just gave up and been like, okay, you know, Johnny, you'll be fine. You know, go home and he, you know, you'll be okay. But no, we stayed there and we pressed in until we seen, you know, we knew God was going to do something in him. And just seeing him sing afterwards, yeah, it was really touching and moving. And you know, that's how faithful our God is to us, you know, if we just press in. So,
amen. It is, you know. And so we just wanted to share that with, like I said, those are testimonies. That's where God really moves. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's who we are in Christ, you know. That's what we practice, you know. That's why we read the word. That's what we pray. That's why we get ready for moments like this. We always be ready, you know. You know, for those of us that don't know us, is my Moses, my wife Gina. I know there's a lot of people here, and just want to share a little bit, you know, of us. You know, we've been, this year we celebrated 26 years of being married, you know.
And, I know I look 26, but I'm not, okay?
Yes.
Just
kidding. Yes, and I'm the old man, yeah. But, you know, through that, you know, there's been ups and downs in life, you know. Whatever life throws at you, you know, it hasn't been a cakewalk. We all know that, you know, those who have, you know, years of experience, you know, there's ups and downs in life. There's many times we could have given up, you know. We've had our lowest of lows and our highest of highs. But I can say this with all assurity that God has been there. He's been the one constant in our lives. You know, the world may throw everything at you. Your life may seem to go up and down, up and down, up and down. But the constant is Jesus Christ. That's who he is. He loves you so much. And he loved us so much. We're like, no, this is worth fighting for during those lows. During those highs, let's celebrate, you know. During those lows, we had a lot of mentoring and people around us that helped us, you know, in the positive ways. And in our highest of highs, we're able to share and help others. You know, that's who we are, brothers and sisters in Christ, no matter what you're going through in life. That's who you are. That's why we should always be prepared. Life does not just revolve around us, you know. We have to be prepared for what's going to come. If not for yourself, for your love thy neighbor, right? Your neighbor's going to go through something. You know, that's who we are. You know, it happens. Life happens. And I just thank God that he's been there, you know. And during that time, you know, I used to deal with a lot of anxiety, you know. I'm not sure my wife went through. We've all dealt with different things, you know. But, you know, when you deal with it, anxiety, depression, whatever you're going through, you don't have to sweep it under the rug. you can hit it face on, straightforward, with the Word of God. With the Word of God, with Jesus. He's there, like I say, he's been the constant. He's been the constant. Not me. Not my wife, not my kids. Jesus has been the constant in our marriage, in our walk, in our faith. I always think of it this way. Somebody's life might depend, is depending on you. Are you prepared to share that word? There was one time at work, there was a coworker, and I usually don't. They know where I stand. I usually don't share. I got surprised because I spoke so boldly because he's a believer. And he says, well, I don't go anymore. And then I go, well, how many kids do you have? And he said he had like three kids. I'm like, you know what? That's a shame. And he like, what? I go, at least you had the choice to say yes or no to the gospel. Your kids are not even going to have a chance. And I got surprised that I said that because I'm at work at first, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm his boss. And I'm like, oh, man. But I said it just, you know, that's a shame. You're not even going to give your kids a chance, man. At least you had the choice of rejecting the gospel or not. And then he's like, and then fast forward a few months later, I heard it secondhand that, you know, he went back to church. And he testified, he goes, yeah, and he goes, it was because of Moses, you know. I started thinking about my family and my kids. Then I saw him one day at Walmart on Sunday after church with his family, beautiful family, with his kids. And I said, thank you, Lord, because you used a dummy like me. <laughs> You know? <laughs> So I don't think the Lord can't use you. But, you know, we just wanted to touch a little bit about today, you know, what the world seems upside down, right? It doesn't make sense, you know. It's being ruled by fear. It's being ruled by, you know, all this craziness that's going around, you know. I don't know if you had anything to share with me. No, not right now. But how do you walk in victory? We've seen we've all experienced God. We've all experienced, you know, a movement, you know. Or saying yes to Jesus, but how do you keep from the highs and lows in life? What's the difference between the highs and lows and being in God and taking the bullets, I guess you should say, from the enemy? What's the difference? You know, because I used to be, oh man, am I saved or not? When I was really young, am I saved or not saved? Okay, had to be saved every weekend, you know? Okay, every weekend I'd be on the altar, giving my life to Jesus. And I thank God that Gina and I, we both came from a background of, we both grew up in the church, you know, so we know this. You know, as a teenager, am I right with God? Am I right? Good. I better go repent. No, I better go dedicate my life to Jesus again, you know? But now, yes, all the time, you know, and just to make sure. I don't want to go to hell, you know, just to make sure. But exactly, you know, but now, you know, you get the pitfalls from the world, you know,
You see the world around you and it's affecting you. How is it affecting you? How can you walk in victory after victory after victory after everything that you see and you're hearing? And, you know, the world is just trying to dictate morality now, you know. And but there is one word they gave me is, you know, the Lord says, let the conviction of the Holy Spirit be your morality, your moral compass. He needs to be your moral compass. We all have, the Holy Spirit comes like to me like Jiminy Cricket. And for those of you, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. Well, man, that's what I heard years ago. But before that, you know, but we have to be transformed. That's how you become victorious in your Christian walk. A continuation from last week, those who've received healing in their lives. You know, we prayed that last week for healing. Some people got healed and some people were moving in that. How do you continue in that? You know, the Bible sometimes describes it as new wine being thrown in, put in old wine sacks. Be renewed. It's not going to contain it. You have to be transformed. Your mind has to be transformed. You have to be renewed. Yes. We have to become a new creature to receive the blessings and to retain the blessings of Christ without having all the ups and downs. You know, because it's going to come at you. You know, in Ephesians, that's where you, in Ephesians chapter 6, we read, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, we don't. It's going to come at you. But it's best to have the full armor of God, it says. You know, put it all on. Because you're going to be attacked no matter what. You know? And that's what's going to happen. We have to put the full armor of God. We have to laser focus on Jesus. Laser focus on Jesus. And that's how you have victory in your lives. A couple examples of that that happened in my life where, you know, just thinking about that. I used to play sports and stuff. And after the games, my brother and sisters, you know, they'd be in the cheering crowd. Hey, did you hear us screaming and yelling? I'm like, I don't hear anything. So focused. All I could hear myself breathing as you're running down the field. All I could hear is myself breathing. I don't hear the crowd. I don't hear anything. That's the kind of laser focus we need on Jesus. There was another one where me and my wife, we took a walk. And it was, the blooms were in season there. The neighbor had an orchard. I don't know if you remember that, where we went walking in. And we live next to the Yakima Valley Highway, so you hear all the cars buzzing by. And then the bees were working. And I go, and I told her, close your eyes and listen. And all of a sudden, the bees just started getting louder and louder and louder and louder. And their bees were so loud because we were just laser focused on the bees. So don't let the world, don't let the noise of this world distract you on what Jesus is doing in your lives. Get in tune with the Holy Spirit because we need Him now more than ever. We need Him now more than ever. You need to be transformed. That's what the Word of God, I'm not saying that the Word of God says. We need to be transformed. We need to renew our minds. For a long time, I tried to get the Scripture to fit my lifestyle and what I wanted in life. Oh, I was good at it. You know, I could justify any way I wanted to live because I knew the Word of God. And I'd twist Scripture here and there. Oh, yeah, I'm justified. Instead of it letting it transform my heart and my mind and living according to Jesus and the way He walked. But we get that through a humble spirit, giving thanks all the time. You know, the scripture that came to me was in Luke chapter 17. It's found about the 10 lepers. You know, where Jesus says, hey, they cry out, Jesus, have mercy on us. And He goes, go show yourselves to the priest. And only one comes back and falls and worships and thanks Him. And He says, weren't there 10 of you? And only one gave thanks? He says, be made whole. Only Jesus can make you whole. Whatever you're doing. Yeah, those 10, those 9, everybody was healed. But this one was made whole. Body, mind, and spirit is what I think of, you know. You know. But we have to get over that. You know, if you're dealing with any of this kind of stuff today, you know, you hear a lot about anxiety and depression today and fear. You have to put it in the hands of God and believe. And it will, it's not going to cover it. He's not going to sugarcoat it. He's going to get rid of it. He's going to get rid of it. He doesn't sugarcoat. He does, oh, this and that, this and that. No. He's going to get rid of it. And you'll have a peaceful night's rest.
Talking about our peaceful mind and, you know, naturally our natural body just goes straight to, you know, our physical mind, you know, what we can see, but not what we can't see. And just a little story on Friday, I was at work and was typing away, was working really hard. I mean, like, I was working on a report. And I was sitting down, and all of a sudden, like, I started getting really dizzy, and I thought I was going to faint. And then I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm just sitting down. I could understand if I'm, you know, like, walking around, and I, you know, maybe just need to sit down or something. So my boss had passed by, and I said, yeah. She's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I don't feel good. I feel like I'm going to faint. And so she's like, okay, let's call the school nurse. So she called the school nurse over to me. I was like, do you want me to walk over there? She's like, no, what if you faint? She's like, can you have her come over here? So she came over here to my office. And so she checked my blood pressure and, you know, my heartbeat and stuff. And so she's like, no, you know, I don't see, you know, everything's fine. And so she's like, your blood pressure is a little bit high, but I think just because you got scared, you know. And I was like, yeah, that's true, you know. And so she was, and I kept saying, well, check it again, you know, because I wanted to be like triple sure. And she's like, she checked it again. She's like, yeah, it's still high. You're still worried, aren't you? And I was like, well, yeah, because you're right here. And so she's like, you're fine. She's like, I don't, you know, I don't know what it could have been. Like, you've had water, you've, you know, eaten and stuff. And so she's like, your face is the only thing that looks worried. Everything looks fine. And so I'm like, okay, you know, and it took her a while to convince me that, you know, that I was fine and I was going to be okay. And so, and it just goes back to, like, our physical being. Like, oh my gosh, like, if that's what our physical mind goes straight to, like, what's going on? Am I going to die? Am I going to croak here at work, you know? And, but, you know, we need to find, we, you know, I started thinking about that. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, how can we even, if we're worried about, you know, stress, we have stress in our lives, we have, you know, anxiety. There's no room for God to give us rest when there's so much stuff inside of us, you know, like, it just, they don't mix together, you know? So, just know that, you know, our rest is, you know, not a rest of work, but it's a rest in God's work. It's in His work. Because we're always, you know, this is what we're here for, to be, you know, helping other people. And we're not asking for a rest from that. We're just, God's rest is a supernatural rest, you know. And so, yeah, so that's what happened. But, I mean, I was fine. So, but it took, she's like, yeah, I want to see you next week, one day, every day, just check your blood pressure. I'm like, you're going to get me scared and I'm going to go scared. And so I'm like, I think I'm okay. But we're not talking about that. But that's where our mind immediately goes to, like, our own, like, physical stuff, what, you know, what we see on the outside, but, you know, not what, you know, God, you know, I always say this, you know, God has so much in store for us, so much that we, our minds can't comprehend it, you know, but His work, you know, our, He has so much good for us. It's our, what He's doing in my life is not going to be the same as what He's doing in your life, or what, you know, what He has, the plan that He has for you. But it's a good plan for everybody. You know, it's a good plan. He's not a God of confusion. So, you know, if you feel confused, that's not from God. You know, God has a perfect plan for each and every single one of us. And He wants to just, you know, just for us to just pour it out and share, just like Eric said, you know, the testimony that Billy gave, you know, it became real when he testified it, you know. And and I do agree with you know, testimonies, and everybody, you know, if you have a testimony, come up and share it, because that's going to help somebody else, you know. Our lives, you know, what we've gone through, it's not, what we go through are in our lives, some of the hardest things, you know, they could be your most powerful testimony, but we won't know because we don't hear them, you know? And so I just want to encourage you guys to just be open, you know, just let God just pour into you. And not only that, I mean, when He's poured into you, you pour it out, and you also, you know, give a word. And, you know, it, you might think that it's not going to touch anybody, but it will. It'll touch somebody. You know, I don't know how many times, even when we did our women's encounter, and I didn't, you know, I spoke and I'm like, oh, I, you know, I just spoke, but I've had women come up to me afterward and say, what you said really touched me. And that's just, it's encouraging, you know, because you think that what you have to say isn't good or it's not going to, you know, edify anybody. And I'm not talking about like, oh, it has to, you know, but it'll touch somebody. It'll touch somebody, maybe not today, but, you know, next week, next month, 3 years from now. The biggest thing right now for me that I can see on that is when my mom prayed for my dad because, you know, he wasn't saved. And for years, you know, growing up in church, we would go to church, but my dad would never go to church. But she'd always be praying for him, always, you know, for him to give his life to God. And it was years, like, we would go to church, and he'd be like, what are you guys doing at church so much, you know? And so he would show up sometimes really, really late. You know, I'd look in the back, and he's just back there just standing like, you know, what are they doing at church all night, you know? But he wasn't up there praying and, you know, giving his life to God. He just wanted to see what we were doing, and then he'd go home. And, you know, this happened for years and years. And I remember one time we went to, I don't know if you guys remember the Book and Bible House, but it used to be like on the Ave, and it was like you can go buy CDs, and you can buy CDs and stickers and, you know, those little cards that said your name and what does the Bible mean, you know, for your name and stuff. Well, there was a bumper sticker that said, honk if you live Jesus. And we were like, we should get it for Dad because, you know, he's not saved. And he didn't know English. And so we got him a bumper sticker. And we put it in the back of his Jeep, you know. And so he took off to work and stuff. And everybody's honking at him, you know. He didn't know why. And he told my mom one day, like, why are people honking at me? But, I mean, it's funny, but, you know, that's how we cope with it. But my mom prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for years. And, you know, now my dad's 90. He's saved. He's, you know, my mom told me the other day I took her to a doctor appointment. She's like, oh, my gosh, your dad, all he does, he's reading the Bible all day. And he's telling me, what does this mean? What does that mean? And she's like, I don't have time to tell you all day. But, you know, it's just, and I just laugh because I'm like, Mom, you prayed for this. Like, you prayed for this. So keep pressing in. It could take, yes. You know,
amen.
We might not know when, but it'll happen, you know. It, if we just keep pressing in, we just, you know, I just, that's just in the world right now. We just want to give up. Like, you know, we don't see something happen and it's like, no, you know, it didn't happen. So we're going to give up. You know, we can't hold on to the end. God has something in store for us. He has something great. And, you know, I just want to encourage you guys to just not give up because God has something great for each and every single one of us. And I mean, I see my dad, he's just so frail now. Like, you know, he's tiny. And back then he was just like, he wasn't big, you know, but he was scary, you know, because he wasn't saved. But, you know, just seeing him, this his testimony, just seeing it because, you know, and I thank God that, you know, my kids never seen, you know, my dad wasn't mean to us or anything. He was just strict and, you know, but he was, you know, obviously in the Mexican families, you know, the way that you're brought up, you know. My mom and him went through a lot. My mom went through a lot with him. But, you know, I just thank God because just looking at him and serving God and you know, reading his word and, you know, wanting to know more about God. And so God has something great for each and every single one of us. See
you. Amen. Amen. We have to, the bigger picture, you know, it's not about self, you know. That's what Jesus came to serve. You know, it's not about ourselves. It's not about, you know, what I'm dealing with. You know, come to the cross, lay it there. Jesus will clean it up. Say, get it out. He'll get it out of your door, you know, because there's a bigger purpose in your life, you know. And it may be just to plant one seed, you know, or it's not always preaching. It's not always, you know, it's in your daily walk that somebody needs to hear. And somebody needs a smile. Somebody needs a hug. Somebody needs a word of encouragement. You know, it has to be, but out of the abundance of the heart speaks the mouth, right? What are you planting in your heart? If the word was not planted in my mother-in-law's heart, my mom had the similar experience. You know, when she gave her life to the Lord, my dad was a mean drunk, you know. But thank God that that he reached him, you know, and he gave his life to the Lord. You know, and I didn't ever see my dad like that. I never saw my dad. I was raised in a Christian home where my mom and dad would believe. But my mom told me how much she struggled in those first years of being married with my dad. You know, but I never knew my dad like that. I knew my dad as a man of God, you know, someone who loved God and is one of the...
He had said that, you know, before, he, you know, my dad passed, it's been over 30 years that my dad's passed away, you know, and, but he said that, you know, I don't have money, I don't have lands to give as inheritance, but I have the word of God. That shall be their inheritance. And you know what? To this day, I thank God for that. Because it's got me through so much. It's got my family through so much. There's no greater inheritance that you could leave your kids, your children, your family, than the word of God. Because that's where our hope lies. That's the bigger picture. It doesn't, all the stuff around you doesn't matter. All the noise around you doesn't matter. It's Jesus Christ that matters. Where are you leading your family? We all have loved ones that we're praying for and we're reaching. You know? The praise of the righteous availeth much. Do not forget that. Pray for them. Get in your prayer closet. If you need some help, call us. That's what the leaders are for. Call us. We'll help you pray. You know, put in a petition. We'll get there and pray. That's where the work's done. That's where the change is made. You know, that's who we are. You know, that's who, because we serve a mighty God. You know, that the verse, God is love, is on my dad's tombstone. And I have never understood it. Yeah, we used to, when we used to have, as kids, they would bring us up in Sunday school and do, everyone had to say a verse, you know. And I would say, oh man, God is love, or Jesus wept. You know, those were my go-to scriptures because they were short, you know. I didn't memorize any scriptures. So, and I was afraid somebody would take it from me, and, you know, because I'd have to say something. So I'd stand over here at the first, you know, make sure I was the first one called, and God is love, you know, woo, or Jesus wept, you know, and those scriptures, you know. But it didn't. But now it means so much more. Because God said, my dad said that Jesus loved them so much that God's love is so great that he loved a wretched man like him. Wow. It changed his life. Just that verse, God is love. Remember that. It's a huge verse with lots of meaning, because with that, the universe was created. He created the universe. God created the universe. He is love. Let that love come into your heart and transform your heart and live according to the word. We have the examples here of how Jesus lived and how Jesus served. Now it's time to implement them in our lives. And it's not impossible, because he left us the comforter. Why did he call us the comforter? Why did he call him the comforter? Because he knew that the heartache that we'd go through. He knew the ups and downs in life that we would go through. There's no better word than calling him the comforter. A comforter. Because I've ran to him lots of times and when I needed comfort. When I was down and out, I ran to him, and I guarantee you this, he was there.
Yes.
And he is there. And you can call upon him at any time. He does not sleep. You can call him at any time, morning, day, 24/7. I used to go, when I would go to the restroom, and I'd see the light on at 1 in the morning in my mom's room. What was she doing? I could hear crying out to Jesus. One day I come home late at night on a weekend, and she's crying out to Jesus for me. Like, man, don't do that. You're getting on my conscience. You know, she's in her, at 1 in the morning praying for all the family. That's what you have. That's who we are. God is love. God can change your family tree. God can move. If it doesn't matter where you are in life, it doesn't matter. God still loves you. We're all in our different walks. We're all in our different journeys. But God is there. Make God number one in your life. And you'll be able to sleep peacefully at night. You'll be able to smile when everybody else is frowning. You'll be able to rejoice during this chaos in this world that's going on right now. And they say, what do you have that's so different? They'll feel it. The world will see the light. That's what they'll see. They'll see the light, and you'll be attracting them like that little night light that zaps those flies, you know. When people see that and they say, why are you smiling? What do you have? What's going on in your life? Don't repel them. You know, that's what the world wants us to do, to be so angry, bitter, confused, depressed. Oh, I don't want to see nobody, nothing. No. No, let that light shine. If it has a little spark, let's go. Get it bigger. Come on. Jesus will help you. Jesus is the light of the world. You know.
Yeah, Yeah, and when he said he would come, send a comforter, you know, we have to ask God to have the comforter in us, you know. We have to ask him for it. We're not just going to have it just because somebody said it, you know, but we need to ask God to let the comforter in us. You were talking about Jesus. Oh, Jesus came down as man. Like, he knows our feelings. He felt every emotion that we felt. So we can't say, well, he doesn't know how I feel. Yes, he does. He felt every emotion that that we've gone through. And that's why, Katie, why are you laughing? Oh.
He wept. Jesus wept. My go-to.
But yes, we just have to invite him in. It's just so easy as inviting him in. It's just like, Moses asked me to be his girlfriend, I would have never known if he wouldn't ask me. You know, like, I'm just not going to, you know, we just have to just invite him, you know, and he's there. He's such a good comforter, and he's been there for, I mean, just give him a try. Like, there's no other feeling from that feeling, like, no other emotion that other than the comforter, you know, like, you can't try to drown. You can try to drown it with other things, but it's never going to be how the comforter comforts us. Yes. It never is.
You know, just like Jenna said, you have to invite him in. He's a gentleman. You're like, you know, here, oh, God, why don't you move in my life? Why have you asked him? Wow. You know, it's like somebody, why haven't you? Oh, he doesn't invite me to his house. He doesn't invite me to his house. I'm like, or I can't go over. I can't go over. Was that the example we were given? You know, how do I know if I'm not invited to go to your house? You know, God's that's the comforter. He's a gentleman. He's going to ask you to. You invite him in, he's going to come in. You know, he's not going to come barging through the door. Here I am. Okay, let's have church. Hey, you have to invite him in. Invite him in. Invite him in. You know, and that, you know, and during this time, we're thinking of last night when we were praying and stuff, it came to me, you know, and my mom would always say it, and they were praying over my sister, and the word came and says, stand firm. Stand firm. We know the word of God. Now it's time to implement it and stand firm. And my mom would always say that. Pónganse firmes. Pónganse firmes. You know, she'd always say, hey, get firm in the word. Gird your loins. Let's go. You know, that's what we have to do. Because the enemy's going to attack no matter what. Thing is, let's prepare ourselves. Let's get prepared. You know, let's live and stand firm for the things of God. You know, and we just wanted to share our hearts with you, and it's been great. You know, one thing I am going to leave you with, I read this, and it's a word of encouragement. You know, just remember this, your past is already forgiven and forgotten through the Bible. That's what the Bible secures us for. Has already assured us that our past is forgiven and forgotten. Our present, Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Amen. Our future, John 3:16, guarantees me that I have everlasting life. So don't ever let the enemy bull you down and keep you down. There's more important things to do out there. Your neighbor needs Jesus. Our family needs Jesus. I got a lot of family members that need Jesus. You know, my dad, I always used to get upset because my dad would always be praying for his brothers and sister. My dad was the only one saved in his family. He came from a line of mean drunks. And he'd always be praying for them. And every time we'd go down there in California, he'd share the word with them. They'd laugh at him. They'd mock him. Oh, you and that Jesus again. Get out of here. You know, and then they'd go get drunk. And then what got me really upset was when my dad says, I'm going down to Mexico one last time, and I'm going to share the word with my mom and dad. And it was his last time because he never made it back. You know, and I held that rage for so long.
I'm like, man, I go, my dad wasted his time and the word on those people, you know. And I was very upset, you know, as a 14, 15-year-old kid, you know, you get upset. But little did I know, fast forward 30 years later, that the seed has been planted. That seed that was planted is showing fruit. I'm starting to see my cousins come to the Lord. My uncles coming to the Lord because of the seed that my dad planted. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful. And I repented, you know, said, Lord, forgive me for being so short-sighted, for not believing in your word, for not having faith. But stand firm. Stand firm on the word of God. Implement the word of God in your lives, and your life will change for the better, you know. So I love you all. Love you guys all, and thank you for allowing us the time to share. And like I said, you're not alone in this. You know, God wants to use you, big or small. You know, you read the Bible. There's a lot of characters in the Bible. Liars, thieves, swindlers, kings, princesses, prostitutes. God used everybody. He even used a donkey. I said, God, if you can use a donkey, you can use me. And so all you stubborn men out there, if you use the donkey, he could use you. So don't belittle yourselves. God is great. God created you for a purpose and a reason. We love you all.
And just thank you for letting us share. I know that God has, like I said, he has a purpose and a plan for everybody. And, you know, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Moses isn't perfect. But we just have a willing heart and just let God use us, you know. That's all he asked for. And like I said, you know, I might not know if it's reached you. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it's reaching somebody out there. But we just have to be willing vessels. And that's the only thing that's going to get us through, you know. Not focusing our eyes on our problems, you know, because they just become bigger and bigger when we focus our eyes on our problems. But if we focus our eyes on God and what he has for us, then all that stuff just is meaningless and will just go away. So just be encouraged. And I just want to thank you guys for letting us come up here and share.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. I love you guys.
So good. Come on, let's just worship one last time, church. You guys would stand with us. Praying for our breakthrough. I've been praying for that loved one to receive Jesus. I've been praying for that marriage, praying for that healing, that financial breakthrough. Yeah, God's not done. He's not finished. So let's just hold on. Let's just hold on a little longer. And the great thing is that we don't have to do it alone. We have our brothers and sisters to say, hey, I'm feeling weak right now. Can you hold me up? Can you pray for me? Yeah, so we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in this house. And I just pray, Lord, for our week. Pray, Lord, that we would focus on you, that we would be laser focused on you, not be distracted by the world, not be distracted by the news, by the struggles of life, but we would be 100% laser focused on you. And we just thank you for this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Love you guys. Don't leave. Go eat all the waffles. Amen. Okay.